I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No, I think they're only in it for the money. That's just a conversation.
Maybe, I don't know. Sorry, we were mid-conversation about something else back there, but
now,
we'll
I know this is a sellout today. Well done. Could you dim those lights slightly? Because I feel as though I'm tripping.
Yes. Watch. Yes, we've got our retinas insured, haven't we?
Oh, my God. The things we've seen.
I know. Well, we've not seen this before.
No, we've not seen this.
What's happened?
For people that don't understand, we've had fucking no one in. So this is delightful.
It's absolutely incredible.
You have absolutely picked the correct day to come. Mm. Now, am I thinking bespectacled gentlemen, have you been here before? Oh my God, we've got repeat business.
Oh my days.
This is a litter, honest. This is a career highlight.
I am
effing delighted. Actually, do you know how I feel like Madonna?
Oh, do you?
Because I think she's having a breakdown
special?
As well.
I feel that I'm too far away from you.
Oh, no, I like you far.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Do you like me to go back? Bruce is in a bit of a mood, aren't you, darling?
I'm quite depressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I was driving along.
Trying to find the vein.
Yeah. Mm. Couldn't get my Bluetooth to work.
Well, and also that's very irresponsible to try and find a vein whilst you're driving.
Well, exactly.
You're not concentrating.
And I need a haircut because I'm having to drive with the sunroof open now because my hair's hitting off the roof. I mean, first world problems. I know I'm not Ukrainian, but, you know, this is my life, okay, bitches?
Yeah.
This is what I'm having to effing deal with.
Well, I'm having to deal with you by default, so just fucking buckle up and
stop it. You
That's all I'm saying.
Filthy boot. Oh. Now, were you out last night?
I was.
Spreading your VD?
No, actually. I was keeping my VD very much in my pants.
Lucky pants. Literally. And hello, people. You two, you're a couple? Yeah. Where are you guys from?
Well,
just a very quick question. I mean, I'm not looking for papers or identification. You came from Ayrshire, right?
Nice.
Okay, that's fine. So they're clearly on the run or having an affair. There's something going
on.
There is. I think it's benefit fraud. And where are our lovely regulars from? Are you guys local? Yes. To Edinburgh? Yes, right. Okay, and they don't want to give anything away either.
No.
And then we've got two people at the back who very rudely interrupted me while I was speaking to you. Hello, Liam Farrelly's girlfriend. You're a very rude girl. And you're leaving 15 minutes early.
Yes, you
made
rude.
That point. That was lovely. So not only did you interrupt the conversation, you're going to interrupt the show. I am not a fan of yours. And who are the lovely people up the back? Hello, you're very welcome. Are you all right? Are you enjoying the fringe? So far.
We'll
see it by half one. We'll see who's crying first. It'll probably be me or indeed you. We've got a tired tech, a tired producer.
Yes.
They're all fatigued. They've all been sleeping.
No, I know. Nacy was in bed at 6 o'clock last night. Best place for you, really.
Oh.
No, it's all good. Did you get up to anything? Am I having to sort of enjoy this festival on your behalf as well as mine?
What do you mean?
Well, because you're not going out.
No, I don't want to see anyone.
Okay.
No, genuinely, I don't want to see anyone. I have the dog to think about. I'm busy.
I know. Oh, this must be a disappointment then.
I went out the other evening.
Uh-huh.
I was out for, 4-5 hours? That's the long time for me. I'm normally in bed paralysed by 9.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I've just no impetus.
Okay.
No, actually, and I shouldn't say who, but do you remember Sam that was on the show?
Yes.
I saw him in the loft bar. He was not pleased to see me.
Really?
No.
Oh, the one that we traumatised, Sam Morrison.
Yeah, I don't think we did traumatise him.
I don't think. I just asked about his daddy issues.
Well, but I think that was something. Yeah, but you know.
I think I opened a vein.
I waved over and he just went, and I thought,
oh.
okay.
Oh, he can.
No, but the highlight was crying into a fanny pad that my niece gave me to mop my eyes. So what had happened was, this is my niece Katie. She's not so much a niece, she's more of a carer. She's like NHS core staff, and my nephew gets drafted in his bank when she's not available. because, as you can see, I have issues. And we were at that Outback thing, and the sunscreen was going in my eyes, and then we were going to see Jinx Monsoon, hilarious chlamydia, oh, just fabulous. And I'd said to Katie, because there was a big bear on the side, I mean, if you think I'm a big bear, you should have seen this big bear. I ended up just like kind of tapping him, going, just lean into it, because he was trying to be thin. Anyway, we discussed all that yesterday. So it was going in my eyes, and I said to Katie, because she normally has these kind of things, do you have any tissues? She went, nah, I've only got a fanny pad. I went, just give me it. And I didn't realize how rough a dry weave top sheet is.
Yes.
Do you know what it reminded me of?
Mm-hmm.
A cat's tongue.
And then now you appreciate what poor ladies have to go through.
I would not put my beef curtains near one. Absolutely not.
No.
Or the vegan alternative nowadays, because red meat's a bad thing.
Oh, I nearly had a drama this morning with another bus issue. I'm finding public transport quite difficult.
Oh, the people.
Because I live outside Edinburgh. Well, no, it's not the people. I forgot that South Queensferry, where I live, has that ridiculous bloody fare. So yesterday I was woken up with hip hip hooray is the Buddy Man Day, with the banging of a bell, and he goes around the town drinking whiskey and pissing down his leg. Apparently it's a ritual about...
What, a wee-wee?
Well, I don't know. He's covered in burrs. It's apparently...
Burrs?
Burrs.
What's that?
I don't know.
Is he a pearly queen?
I've no... It's a fertility symbol. Past me, I'm not interested. But then, today is the Fairy Fair floats. You know when they dress them all up and... Oh, I don't know. Anyway, my bus was... moved.
Well, funnily enough, it's Pride, or as we call it in Scotland, shame, in Perth today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Perth Pride. God, how boring is that? Have you been to Perth recently? Oh my God, I drove through it the other day and thought, I want to die. A horrible atmosphere.
Well,
my sister works there as well. I don't know if the two are linked.
They don't have that. McEwan's, what was that?
McEwan's, the department store, the world's oldest independent department store.
Yeah,
just went to the dogs.
Yeah, that's gone, isn't it?
Just went to the dogs, like that girl yesterday with her coil. I was going to say to Alison Spittle that she should maybe recreate puppetry of the penis, but call it puppetry of the pish flaps, because she spoke a lot about her vajayjay, didn't she?
She did, absolutely.
It had been through a lot, coil. Don't know if any of you have got them. Apparently harrowing.
Yes.
Should we have a guest? Should we have a guest?
Oh, yes, we probably should, actually.
Yes.
Did we decide which one we were having first?
We're going to have lovely Conrad on.
Are we having Conrad?
Yes, Conrad, do you want to come up?
Love.
There we go. Can we have a round of applause?
Up you come, Conrad.
Hello, Conrad.
Oh.
Oh, now.
He's brought his luggage.
Of course.
You not checked into your hotel? What's this?
Conrad, can you please identify yourself for the crowd?
Oh, yes, introduce yourself.
Once I get the mic. Hello, everybody. My name's Conrad. I'm a white South African and I'm a ventriloquist, so you have two reasons to think I'm a cunt, is the opening line.
Oh, right, okay,
oh,
nice.
The
show.
The C-bomb, but this is family friendly.
Yeah, I know,
it's
sort of
red
fucking
swearing.
It's halfway.
It's very family friendly, so
it's halfway
very
through the festival. We're calling people a lot more than cunts at the moment.
Oh, well, and you know what? They deserve it.
Yes,
I absolutely think they do. People have been cool towards you.
Very cool. I'm beginning to presume it's because they've listened to the podcast.
Well, this is the thing.
The listenership has gone up 217% in a week.
Yes. And I know one person listening, so hello, Mary Burke.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Mary. Hi. She's an excellent Irish comedian. If you get the chance to go and see Mary Burke, really treat yourselves.
She's
fabulous.
Is a hoot.
But she does listen, and I get the odd message going, by the way, the podcasts are out of sequence. And I'm like, I'll get in touch with the producer because I'm not that invested. Anyway, back to you, Conrad, because
we want
to talk to you. You're doing a show about racism with a puppet.
Yeah.
Well, so you're not taking ownership. You're making the puppet do all the work.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and is the puppet in that bag?
He's in the bag. I'm not going to take him out here, but that's because that would be really weird.
I never asked you to.
Yeah,
I don't like this level of violence.
Good, yeah, that's a bang. Yeah, I do. The sort of concept is that I play like a centrist, like a Labour kind of middle ground type of character, and he's like a kind of very progressive, hey man, face your shit kind of character. You know, like white liberals love the Tories and Donald Trump because next to them, none of us is racist. Is the sort of premise of the show.
I get you. Yeah. Okay.
So you're kind of like a South African Keir Starmer.
Yeah, in the show. Yeah, well, yes, that's a terrible way to say. I'm now regretting having said it, but yes, basically. In the show, I play that role. Obviously, I myself am not that, but I play a role in the show in order to demonstrate the kind of. Because that's a South African conversation. Is that apartheid ended and we just didn't deal with it, which sort of is what we did. Not. It's what we did with colonialism, too. So we. Getting white South Africans and South Africans in general to reflect on that is incredibly difficult because when apartheid ended, we just didn't talk about it. Mm. There wasn't like a debrief. We just
went a taboo subject.
Yeah, we just left black people in their poverty and went on living a good life. And a few black people joined the middle classes to kind of join the apartheid privilege. But we let most South Africans are living in like £2 a day, and that's sort of and the conversation obviously global because the same applies to the West and how we treat refugees and so on.
Do you still live in South Africa?
I do, yeah.
So yeah. Whereabouts?
I live in Cape Town.
Nice, is it?
Well, it depends what ratio. It depends what ratio. It's one of my, it's a very, very racist place. My wife's a person of color, and the things I see happen to her are insane.
Does Errol Spencer, Diana's brother, still live there?
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Don't laugh at me.
He does, yeah, he does. He does live there, yeah. I don't know if he's still there, but I know he was there. A friend of mine got into shit for mocking him in a show once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a long time ago.
But, I mean, there's a lot of carjacking and stuff, isn't there?
More in Johannesburg.
Ah.
It's a little bit more in Johannesburg. South Africa, Cape Town is so racist, we make the crime happen where poor people / people of color live. So we do have crime, but you can live far away from it. Apartheid was all about making poor people / black people, and we made them poor specifically. It was a British mining magnate who did that. Made them live far away. Mm. I know this doesn't sound like comedy, but in the show, it's comedy. So we made them live far away, and by that token, that's where the poor people are. And so if you're going to get murdered, it's more likely to happen if you're black and poor. Yeah.
But that, again, I mean, I know you're saying it doesn't sound like comedy, but that's the whole point, is to tackle issues like that using comedy so that it kind of widens it open and makes it more kind of accessible for people to understand and change their fucking attitudes.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate that. I must admit, it's been a wild ride because, I developed the show in front of black South Africans. My fans are 95% black, and so the show feels global. I'm pretty confident in America, but everything would land at, for people who are used to people, a lot of people of color around them. Because coming here to Edinburgh, you very nice white people relative to some of the people I experience in my world, but you also don't have a lot of black friends. So it's a bit like discussing feminism in a strip club. So it's like a weird, what did he just say? Yeah, I said it. What? So this whole festival is sort of a weird ride, to be honest. Because
and particularly Scotland, actually. I mean, there is improvement. But when I grew up near Perth, actually, in Dunkeld. I mean, there was no black people at all.
Yeah.
I mean, no Asians, no people of color whatsoever.
But you guys do, what I do like about Scotland is my experience is limited, is you aspire to be anti-racist. You aspire. Yeah. So if you see racism and you recognize it as racism, because that's half the problem is if you don't know a lot about race, you won't even realize racism just happened. But you'll call it out and say, fuck that. But that does make it hard to get people's identity shift because they'll go, listen, we're all benefiting from racism. Most Africans are living on £2 a day versus we're not. Are we sending white people to Rwanda? Is that really, are we? No, I don't think we are. So we're sending black people to live, it's sort of like, and getting people to reflect on how our lives are, the NHS is a product of racism, colonialism. That's what paid for it, African and Indian gold. So getting people to go, oh shit, Jesus, you're saying if you don't call it out, you're racist. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm seeing a lot of shows here where it's another white person saying how hard their life is, and it's very hard to hear because I'm like, no. I know toilets where you go to in South Africa, you get raped, and there's only black people who live near those toilets. So please, difficult.
That
it's difficult.
Like a bloody
I
laugh
can't say that in a show. Yeah. So you can see we're really killing with the comedy, but it's quite wild to say this stuff in the show because, yeah.
So is this your first time coming to Edinburgh?
Yeah, it's my first run. I had to, it was a long ride to get this stuff to translate, so I toured all over before coming here because it's such a big festival, yeah. Mm. It's an honor. I love being here. It's great to, I learned so much from Bruce. I did a podcast with him.
You learned something from Bruce.
I know, amazing, but I don't know anything about Scotland, so he was telling me all about these like characters and Scottish politics.
Do you know what you learned from me? How hard my life is. Because my hair wasn't sitting that day. I was in an awful mood. I really, really was. What I have noticed is that we have had a potpourri of politicians doing the rounds of shows.
Yep.
We've had Madam Sturgeon, we've had Madam Starmer, and whoever else. Have you been to see any of the UK or Scottish politicians being interviewed?
I didn't know that was it. I've been trying to get my show so that it's understood, which is now, it's working very well now, but I didn't even know that was happening. I'd love to see that. Mm. Is it in the program of the
festival? It's done now. You've missed it. I was just wondering. Yeah. Yeah,
no. It's over now. No, I'd love to have seen that.
Yeah, because you didn't, because when we were on Vanity's podcast, we were speaking about the SNP and all that kind of stuff and whatever, and you didn't realise a couple of things that,
There's like a one-party state in Scotland, sort of that sort of dynamic.
Yeah, but it has been for, 13 years now?
Yeah, it's not obvious from the outside.
It was meant to be a rainbow coalition, but it hasn't worked out like that.
Yeah, I still don't understand that. Remember, we were going to be MPs.
We were.
During lockdown, because we're like, shit,
Bruce
with no money. Do you know what we'll do? We'll become MSPs.
We came up with a whole manifesto of what we would do when we were in charge.
What was in the manifesto?
Mine was to kill a lot of people because they would deserve it.
No, absolutely. I can't remember what mine was.
I think it was just fun for everyone.
Fun for everyone.
Fun
not
killing
dead
people.
Cunts, I think that was it.
I'm actually glad we never, because I don't think we'd take it seriously. Could you imagine me hosting a surgery? People coming in and going, I've got problems. I'd be like, bitch, so do I.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Have you had to drive to Dundee today? No.
No, exactly. Where's my coffee? My Bluetooth doesn't work. Now, how long have you been a ventriloquist?
A long time, since I was a kid. It's probably 25, 30 years. I mean, ventriloquism takes a long time to get right.
Yeah.
And a lot of my career... I'm more like a puppeteer. My puppet's on TV on his own without me being there.
Okay.
So it's sort of like a weird
career.
Because
we can see you moving a lip.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's a lot of shit ventriloquists out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I come from a place...
Yes. Yes. No, there is. There's one in particular. I mean, I'm surprised they're still employed, quite frankly, because, I mean, it's beyond a hoax. Not naming names.
I want you to open your bag, Conrad.
If you
want to
see this guy.
I'd like, let's see what's in the bag.
So this guy's name's Chester. He's well known in South Africa for interviewing politicians.
For the viewers at home, Conrad is opening a black hold-all.
Yes.
Which is holding all.
A hold-all.
A hold-all.
I didn't even hear that word.
And the clue is in the name, that it holds all your belongings.
I heard it and then I thought maybe that's what it
is. Oh, that was it.
Oh,
asphyxiation.
He keeps me in a black bag. Does it joke? Keep you in a black bag? No, I don't think so. Not with that hair.
Oh, actually, you're quite cute.
Thank you. You too. Right, okay. Thank you. And that's the first time anyone has ever said that to me.
I see what you mean about moving your lips, Conrad.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's hard, though. Of course it is. It's not a natural thing to be able to do.
Jesus!
So what's he called?
Bruce, are you talking to me?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm Chester. What's your name?
Jojo. Lovely
nice
to meet
you,
Chester.
Nice to meet you, Jojo. Named you twice. It's great. Jojo. Not the one Joe. The two Joes. Bruce, Bruce.
Yeah.
What?
It's really weird, actually, because there's something really quite
I'm
kind
weird.
Of...
You're fucking... I've been listening to you guys in that suitcase.
Hand me the bag. I want to put it over my head.
What? You want a bag over your head? Oh, is this the level we've got to now? You're going to suffocate yourself live on stage.
Well, actually, I don't...
That's how I end the show.
Did you ever watch the show Nip Tuck? It was about plastic surgery.
What's it called?
Nip Tuck. It was very good. I had Danny Minogue's ex-husband in it. And someone killed themselves with a carrier bag and glue. Isn't that fascinating?
It is. Yeah. If a little bit
macabre.
Sounds
like a way to go.
Well, you know.
Oh. Now, Chester, what do you get up to? So where is your show, Chester?
It's at the Pleasance Dunker 3. As we said, the show's on a tartite, so they said go do it outside. And 9:45 Pleasance Bunker. It's called White Noise. White Noise.
White Noise. Did you come up with the title, Chester?
No.
No.
He's making me talk.
Okay.
Is this your Thursday?
Oh, right, okay. Sorry, can you repeat that, Chester? I didn't hear that.
No.
No, okay. That's fine. What did he say?
Oh, gee. Lovely big blue eyes.
Thank you. I know. I look very shiny. I look like a tiny Nazi. Thank you.
And then, oh, and Chester, do you have anybody else on stage? Do you perform
him,
with anyone
on stage,
else?
Him.
Apart from him.
Because I don't, I'm silent about it. No, it's just us. It's a weird show. Okay. It's the first time I've done a show. It's just him and I talking about race, because he's so fucking racist. I'm not racist. So racist. So racist.
He does look quite racist.
He is racist. He's like, oh, Hitler's wet dream. Look at his blonde hair. But it's our first show. The premise of the show is I don't think I'm racist. And then I spend the whole show proving that he is racist.
Okay. And what made you racist?
What?
What made you racist?
What made him the racist? I'm not racist. I'm made out of latex. It's like a racist condom.
But do you have a racist hat? A racist hand up your jacksie, is that
true.
What you're saying?
That's true, I can feel it there. I think, you know, well, you know, there's no way to grow up in Western culture not learn some level of racism, is there, Joe? You know what it's like.
Oh, I think there's something for everyone in this show, fisting and racism. Oh, I mean,
yes.
It's niche.
What more could you want?
It is niche.
You've got to go,
but
no, help me!
Absolutely. Oh, no, no, Chester. No, oh. There we go.
Both of those jokes
I'm so
are
sorry,
in the show.
Chester,
no,
I feel
don't touch
for you.
Jojo, you'll break him. Right, okay. So, Conrad, can you just remind everyone where
Thanks.
You are on Bunker?
Thanks, Bruce. So, Pleasant Courtyard, Bunker 3, 9:45. It's called White Noise, and it's a conversation about colonialism and apartheid. I mean, it's much more fun than it sounds, as you heard now. It's a little bit of silliness. And ends with me going, hello, I'm a racist. But I mean, don't worry, it's less scary. No, it's actually fucking scary.
Oh, no, we trust you. I think.
Yeah, I know.
Can we have a round of applause for wonderful Conrad? Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Conrad.
Thank
Lovely.
You, Conrad. See you later. Did you enjoy speaking to our puppets?
I did. Do you know what? The kind of, when I was doing that, I was thinking that that's the first time I think I've ever been up close and personal with a puppet.
Oh.
I wasn't that personal, but you know me.
No, well, in proximity.
Yes.
Puppet adjacent.
Puppet adjacent.
Puppet adjacent.
Yes,
shall we have another guest?
Shall we? You
yes.
decide
Would
which
like
one.
Would you like to introduce?
Well, we have. Yeah. Well, is Michael Akadiri? Is Michael here?
Is Michael here?
There
Can
he
we have
is.
A round of applause
Come
for
on,
lovely
Michael.
Michael? Hello, Michael.
How are you?
Lovely to see you. Oh, I think that's perfect to bring on Michael Street after a racist puppet.
All the way from South Africa.
Are you all the way from South Africa?
No.
No, I don't think... I don't think
no, I'm not. I'm fucking around. I'm from London. How you guys doing, everyone?
Did the puppet scare you? I was a wee bit scared of the puppet because it had thyroid eyes.
It did. It looked
It did. It had
did.
Really big eyes.
The eyes were like out
Looked
front.
A bit cooked out of his face.
Well, you would know, wouldn't you? You know what
I
to look
recognize,
for in individuals.
I can recognize a user.
Yes. Can you get a reading from Michael? Do you think he's a recreational person?
Oh, Michael, you're looking very fresh and up for it, so I think you've been behaving yourself by the look of you. How dull.
Nah, stay away.
Have you been out and about?
Yesterday was a late one. That's was the it? Latest. And that was 2 a.m. And that was tough.
And that was the latest, 2
that
o'clock.
Was tough. Yeah, oh. Yeah. I'm not as young as I used to be.
No,
man.
None of us are, darling. But even I managed to stay out till 3, and I thought that was early.
What?
Early to bed I was. I left at 3.
What were you doing?
I was up the Loft Bar again.
Is that the place? Everyone mentions it.
Loft Bar
but is
and
it
Abattoir
like...
are my favourites of a festival.
I may have to check it out tonight. Then.
Yeah,
Where
yeah,
were
yeah,
you, Michael?
Definitely.
A Brooks Bar.
Right, yeah, we discussed that yesterday. I don't like the lighting.
No,
I know
it's
I'm not allowed to have any problems as of the first guest, but I have a problem with the lighting in there. And that's my truth.
But you have the...
Okay, speak your truth. You've got to speak your truth.
I can only be my authentic self, and
again,
I'm sorry if you think I'm a privileged white bitch.
I think it's a you problem, because you have a problem with the lighting in Brooks, and you have a problem with the lighting in here.
Well, it just seems a wee bit silly. That's the thing, you know, but we'll discuss that later.
No, absolutely.
Are you enjoying yourself, Michael? Are you enjoying Edinburgh?
Yeah, no, great city. Everyone's like made me feel very welcome. Good. And the shows are going well and it's good to get feedback. And yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Who's,
oh,
no,
oh,
that's just
on.
Silly now. Whoa.
Too much.
Stop tampering, dirty
Jesus
girls.
Jesus Christ.
That's horrible. What are you discussing in your show? What do we find out anything
Ooh.
About you? Is there a theme?
There is a theme, despite what some reviewers may think.
Oh, name the reviewers.
They've been in already and had a word.
I had 3 on the first day.
So what? 3 on your first day?
3, yeah, that's how you
I think there should be a ban. I genuinely think that is absolutely unfair that reviewers come in the first.
To be fair, I said it's cool if they could, but it was like three of them were like, But no, it's all about, so it's called No Scrubs, and it's about, because I work as a junior doctor in the NHS, mm-hmm. so it usually gets a standing ovation, but that's fine.
hang on, has anyone got a pot they can bang?
It's cool.
They've had their fucking time.
Two years have gone now, innit? I'm still trying to milk it, but no, it's about basically my life in scrubs and how I'm seen when I'm not in my scrubs, and I have a bit of play on that and the perceptions and things like that.
So a junior doctor, I mean, how long does it take to become a real doctor?
It's a weird terminology because you are when you graduate. So it's like 5 years of med school and then you're officially a doctor. And then you're a junior doctor until you become a consultant. But depending on what you do, that could take up to 10 years.
And are you still a doctor?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not giving it up.
But what the hell are you doing here then? People are dying. Why aren't you helping them? You lazy bitch.
Because laughter is the best medicine.
Oh, of course. Yes.
But it is interesting that you can, I mean, I know lots of comics have other jobs that they earn money from, but not actual jobs that actually have meaning. Do you know what I mean? Some people do
parents would be proud of.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, one that you could really go to town on a mortgage and not have to live in a filthy new build. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I got the degree first, then did the comedy. So
very wise.
But a few people kind of stack shelves or, you know, postman or things like that. So, but how do you genuinely have a career? Because you do have a career as a stand-up.
No,
how do you have a career as a stand-up and a career as an NHS doctor? And do you have any guilt about the fact that you're taking double bubble out of the economy for yourself?
Yeah. It's a cost of living crisis, man. We've got to eat somehow. Survival of the fittest. I'm trying. Do you know what it is? I think it's just I've given up on my social life, and I think everyone should have a hobby outside their normal work.
Yeah.
And this is just a hobby which is getting out of control.
Okay.
And that's what the comedy is. And this hobby is taking me to the Edinburgh Fringe, which is very nice. And it's real cool to be here. And I'm just going to continue with both until
one or the other has to give.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And is that looking imminent that one or other is going to have to give?
It depends how well this month goes. So it's going okay now, but you never know until the end of the month till you really see what sort of happens, then you can't really tell. But it's going well enough.
But you won an award in 2020, so that must have given you a lift.
I did, yes. The Comedia, which is a comedy club down on the south coast, Brighton, and they've also got a branch in Bath. I won their new comedy award, which is their new comedian of the award, which is nice.
Is Comedia the one that used to be run by Stephen Grant and then someone's brother took over and started paying people a lot less?
Yes, Josh Widdicombe's brother.
Right, so do you still play there?
Oh,
because you could probably afford to with your doctor's salary.
Oh, that was quite political.
It's a very political show. I got it from osmosis via Conrad's. I'm technically Nicola Sturgeon and Ruth Davidson today. I'm a bean flicker on a mission. Ruth is a lesbian.
Which one?
Ruth is a lesbian. How rude and how homophobic, frankly. Grow up. Absolutely grow up. I'm sorry you had to see this side of our packed out audience, Michael. It just makes me want to cry. Good Lord.
Oh, you literally just flicked your hair.
I did. Yes, Queen.
Yeah, I love the energy. Bang, give it to them.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, let them know. Want.
Let them know.
Yeah.
I don't discriminate when it comes to gigs. If you're going to pay me a good service, then I will come and do your gig. Well, no, not everyone. There is a line, but that gig is not the line, so I'm happy to do that.
No, but I think with gigs and promoters and agents or whatever, it's how you find the people.
Of course.
Everyone has a different experience because not everyone's going to like everyone, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're bad people, but anyone that doesn't like me, they're wrong. But more of that later, because I'm firm but fair, unlike these homophobic heathens.
I did not tell you who it was afterwards. Oh, in fact, I'll tell you now. Because somebody was saying something. I said, quite often people get the wrong impression of Bruce and, you know, and paint him into a corner, you know, that he doesn't deserve. And this Gus saying, he quite often does provide the paint. I thought it was very funny.
Oh, wow.
Is that a rural reference? That means nothing to me. I don't even like a peaty whiskey. So we'll move on. This is Gus, who's playing a homosexual in a dressing gown in a play. And by the way, he's now on my list. So feed that back. That's where you don't want to be, Michael, on my list. Or I will flick my hair and snap my fingers.
Most definitely.
But is that not the doctor part of Edinburgh Uni?
That is, it's the Pleasant Stone, which is, I think, it's where the student union is. I think it's at the top of it. So, it's a little, it's meant to be this industry bar, but.
Industry, I mean, good Lord, industry. These people are scum.
Industry, yeah.
Yes.
I'm still very interested in the junior doctor side of things. Of course. So do you work in an actual hospital?
Yeah. That's where doctors normally hang.
No, excuse me, what's your local GP if they're not a fucking doctor?
Can you get an appointment to your local GP?
No. So... Are we going
very
to have
briefly,
another
I'm getting a hemorrhoid taken out on Monday. I'm very keen on talking about it. I think bum stuff's so taboo. And I'd phoned, and of course you get the receptionist going, what's your symptoms? What are you saying? And then you can't really hear them because they're eating a Rivita, which isn't working, by the way, because they are Teletubbies. And she went, well, what's wrong? I said, I have a hemorrhoid, to be brutally frank. She went, She went, right, okay, well, I'll have to be looked at. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And she said, would you like a female or a male doctor? And I went, well, I'm a bit of a sharter. And have a hairy hoop, I'll have a man. So he did a bit of a, he was like, I went, could you just hurry up, finger what you've got to, because the dog's in the car and I need to get going. Because I think I was awake by shampoo or something like that. But that's what you have to do now in order to get seen. You have to tell them, to tell the receptionist who have no medical qualifications at all.
Yes.
I remember handling in a stool sample once and it nearly fell on our muffins. That's true, actually. She did laugh. I laughed. I thought that was very funny. And she went, bugger. And I went, what? She went, oh, 3 o'clock, the man's already been. So I shat in a pot for no reason. Ridiculous.
Look, they usually send it off to the lab so someone can look at it under a microscope.
Yeah, but he'd left.
Oh,
he was early. He was 5 to 3 instead of 3. Sorry, that just came back to me.
That's fine. So do you work in a specific department? Are
so, right now I'm working in like orthopedic department. So that's like bones and joints and stuff like that. So that's, I guess, if medicine continues, that's probably the route I would like to sort of pursue.
That's one that has piqued your interest that you would like to continue. Which one would you not like to be involved with on a long-term basis?
And it's probably half me, half my wife, but gynecology.
Oh, right. Your wife has a hand in that, excuse the pun. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Why? What's wrong with vaginas?
I ain't got no problem with them. I think my wife will have a problem with me seeing them.
All right.
Okay. Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Even in a professional sense.
Well, I think it would be quite difficult to differentiate work from.
What?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh. If you are.
Good God, honestly, this is appalling. Have you seen the film The Hand That Rocks the Cradle?
I haven't, no.
Right, okay. So there's a gynecologist in that who doesn't wear gloves. We'll just leave it at that, right? It's actually quite a good film. But I just couldn't believe that if I had a wife, you'll have to really use your imagination on that. Hello, Betty. If I had a wife and I was going to work and I was having to deal with box, minge, whatever you want to call it, I think she'd be okay with that because I don't think... Would your wife think you're getting off on...
No. I just think it would just be like, she'd be like number 30 of the day and that is... Not a concept she would...
But what if you came in and went, whoa, you should have seen number 4, cracking, high, tight.
That'll give a cause for concern, I'm sure.
So. Would you go into cosmetic surgery, real medicine?
I don't know, Joe. Cosmetics and stuff like plastic surgery, I don't know, because stuff like that. Obviously, everyone, if you've got money, you want to do it, that's your own choice at your own risk and stuff like that. But I just think the complications sometimes that we see from these procedures that people don't need to do, it's just not worth the risk, in my opinion.
Well, look how Ivana ended up, God love her. I think it was the filler that killed her. Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And she had some of the biggest earlobes, God rest her soul, I'd ever seen in my life. Just a fact. Not funny. Just a fact.
And then another question as well. If you're a doctor in a hospital, do you do some moonlighting to private hospitals?
No, you can't do private unless you're a consultant. And so, I'm way behind from being a consultant. So when you do enough training, you become a consultant, then you can do the private stuff to make a bit of extra change. But I don't think that would interest me right now. Like,
okay.
I'm enjoying doing the comedy on the side as well.
Because are all private doctors actually also still working for the NHS?
The vast majority of them are. So you just have access to them quicker because they're getting paid, isn't it? So
yeah. Again,
I was going to ask you, going back to the VJJs, would you be tempted to crack a joke while you were down there?
Oh, yes.
Trying out new material?
Yes.
I've not professionally seen one.
A funny thing happened to me on the
weekend. You hear so many stories. A comic, she was telling a story of how a gynecologist lanyards like swooped in when they were doing an examination.
Oh, that could be very sore, particularly if it's a raggedy lanyard.
Yeah, with the square. So imagine a corner, the right angle just hitting your...
Oh, clitorectomy.
Exactly.
You could be an on-call clit doctor.
I don't know if my business will be too happy with that, but like, it's just stuff like that.
Can I just ask you, your wife sounds very possessive. Are you okay in this marriage? Because I'm not getting a good vibe.
How long have you been married?
I've been telling her we need some counselling. No, that's a joke. No, we've been married 2 years.
About 2 years, yeah. Two-year troubles. She sounds very alpha.
And what does your wife do?
Oh, she's a doctor too.
Oh, she's a doctor too.
What kind of doctor is she? I hope she's not looking at men's doodles.
She's a urologist.
So is she looking at men's doodles?
No, I'm joking. She's not a urologist. I'm fucking around. No, she...
Neurology, that's the brain most...
I thought you meant urine. Sorry.
No, nothing. No, so urologists cover the kidneys, your ureter, the down your bits below and stuff. So that's what urologists cover. No, she's kind of rotating through now. So when you graduate, you do something called foundation training where you do a bit of everything. So she's just doing a bit of medicine at the moment.
Urology is genitals. You thought it was brain. That's neurology.
Oh, no, I thought you said
neurology. Oh, no, I'm back in the room. I'm back in the room. I understand.
Yeah, you.
You can't have wee-wees on the brain, Jojo. That's silly.
Yes.
That would be something interesting. Yeah.
Although she did have a brain hemorrhage.
I did.
Oh, my goodness.
A subarachnoid.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
She
Congratulations.
Survived.
Congratulations. Well done, me, for surviving.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they can be quite...
It's a very low percentage survival.
Yeah, you're genuinely a survivor.
Yeah. So when I was 36, and it was genetic, apparently, I was born with a genetic fault in my brain.
Oh, a predisposition.
Burst.
An aneurysm.
Aneurysm, yeah.
When you literally burst out laughing, I was scared that you were going to burst another aneurysm, the way you... earlier. So.
I'm just thinking her lanyard's very close to her hoo-ha. I'm worried now about injury.
Things love to become, because I had an ovarian cyst as well, and that burst. Everything bursts. My insides burst.
Why didn't you go on Twitter to discuss this?
Because Twitter wasn't around, otherwise I would have done.
Okay. Michael, where can people see you and when?
I'm at the Pleasance Courtyard as well at 8:35.
Right, and are you pretty much sold out or are there tickets left?
No, there's some days are selling well, but they're not
sold
out.
What's your seat capacity?
It's quite intimate. It's 42.
Oh, that's an unusual
number. I think that's very good for you getting into gynecology, being in a very, very...
Yeah, it's quite dark.
Has your wife come to see it?
She's coming up in a few days, so she'll come and see it.
I don't want to meet her, just as long as you understand. Can we have a round of applause for the fabulous Michael? Oh, thank you so much. Careful of her.
It was an accident, definitely. Or I don't care if it wasn't, to be fair.
God, look at you being felt up by the guests.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Well, you've got to take it where you can find it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I don't want to do the wrong pronunciation of this lady's name, and you know how to pronounce it.
I know Yuriko. I know how to pronounce Yuriko's first name, but I wouldn't be so presumptuous as to try and remember how to pronounce her surname.
Can you just do her first name again, please?
Oh, 100%. Yuriko, get your ass up here, darling.
Come on. There we go. Hello. Look at you waving to the crowd. You're really going for the theme. Oh, a hug. Homophobe. Right, okay. We'll move on.
Oh, shut up. What's the matter with you? You what?
Saying she hugged you and not me. She's a homophobe.
Oh, right. Well...
It's a joke. How are you? Now, did you learn something from Michael?
Did I learn something
you
from...
Learn not to have your lanyard hanging around.
What?
What? That lanyard might go in.
It won't reach.
For goodness sake. Anyway, how are you, dear? Are you all right? Sorry, this is a bit confusing. You can well imagine how it is for us. This is what, day 10?
Oh, I know. Oh,
day 49?
It feels like year 3.
Honestly, I think you'd have more fun in Fritzl's basement.
I would like, Yuriko, how do you pronounce your surname, love?
Sorry?
How do you pronounce your surname?
Kotani.
Kotani.
Yes, Kotani. That's a nice name. Thank you.
Okay.
Everybody together?
Kotani.
Yes,
Yuriko
yes.
Kotani. Yeah.
And how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good.
Yes,
you're enjoying yourself?
Yes, very much so. Yes, the Edinburgh Fringe is like the biggest art festival in the whole world, isn't it? Yeah. So yeah.
But it's not your first festival.
No. I've been here so as a solo show. This is my second one. But before I was doing the Walking Progress show or with the others. Yeah, so I love it and I just keep coming back every year.
And what got you into comedy? What made you decide that you wanted to be a stand-up comedian?
Because I love British humor so much. And yeah, the dark ones.
Yes, I quite like dark humor.
Yes.
I like humor that's at the expense of people. I am fond of that. I get that from my mum. I'm a nice person, but I'm sick. That's the problem. That is the problem. Do you have a kind of sick, twisted sense of humor? I'm cancelled on a daily, hourly basis.
Do I have it? I don't know, but I love it. So in Japan, I love comedy so much and watching it and enjoying as an audience, and then came over here and then that, you know, twisted, dark humor or like even the sarcasm.
Yeah.
Wow, it just blew my mind and then just got addicted to
it. Actually, do you know what I like? Just plain rudeness. You know when people are just rude? Are you into that?
Maybe, when I have alcohol, definitely, isn't it?
Oh, with alcohol, yes.
I just mean my first thing in shops and stuff like that. No, I like a bit of rudeness.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's necessarily rude. You're just very straight talking.
Maybe.
Is that the same as rude? If you're just very open, honest, and forthright with people, is that the same as being rude?
I don't know. That's something we can maybe go back to Michael in a private therapy session after the show and see what he's got to say about it. Do you discuss anything to do with medicine or the human body in your show?
Human body, yes.
Right.
Yes, but not like in a professional way or anything like that at
no.
all. Just a genuine, you know.
Just come on stage, go, hi, I've got a body. That's the body dealt with. We'll move on. Yeah.
Me, can you see my body? Yes,
can you see my body? Because Jojo didn't want to get her legs out because they're part of your body, aren't they?
They are.
I tweeted you this morning going, are you getting your legs out?
I said absolutely not.
Apparently she's got denim hot pants, so I was quite keen to see what this would look like.
Oh, yes.
Do you want me to wear my shorts one day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And a head square. So you've got that whole Amish thing going on. Do you go and see other people's shows? It's one thing I don't do.
I watched the shows, but at the same time, you need to have your own time, isn't it? Because there's so much
stress
going on, and so I love doing self-care. Do you do self-care? Both
no. Self-care? Clearly not. I didn't get home till 4.
I suppose it depends. So to me, self-care is a visit to Mellis the cheese shop, 2 bottles of a decent Malbec and a bottle of gin. That's self-care of a sort. Yeah. It's not what the government want you to do self-care-wise. Because do you know what the government said in lockdown that really, really annoyed me? Don't reach for alcohol, listen to a podcast. No, I'm busy because I'm pissed.
Yes. That's dreadful advice.
It's appalling. I do some self-care. I think if you're nice to yourself, that counts as self-care.
And Mellis cheese and
gin. Yeah, I mean, I'm also
nice
delusional
cheese
as well, which helps.
Oh,
I think that kind of takes the life. So what do you do self-care-wise? Would you perhaps go for a massage? I'm sensing no.
What do I do? For example... before you go to bed, switch off your phone, which is quite hard to do. So during the Fringe, isn't it? Are you on that phone all the time?
I actually rarely remember going to bed because I'm normally in blackout by the time it's Sleepy Bob Boss. So it doesn't matter if my phone's on or not.
No, I did.
I'm dead.
Actually, genuinely, before the festival started and quite a long time before that, I did very much deliberately plug my phone in to charge downstairs and go to bed, and it wasn't by my med, and I didn't pick it up first thing in the morning. But I've kind of gone back on that because I set an alarm, and so it is by my bed because I'm getting very little sleep.
Yeah.
So it's back. But to be fair, I don't look at it because I just pass out. Like
Yeah.
Have you been drinking a lot?
I'm trying to.
Are you trying to drink more? Because that's encouraging. No, that is encouraging. A lot of people are trying to quit. You know, they're dead to me.
Trying to. Maybe once in 3 days or something. That's really good, isn't it? Probably.
What? Drinking that once every 3 days?
Alcohol.
Or alcohol.
What alcohol do you like? I like gin. Lots of it. Pints of it.
Like a water.
Yeah. Do you know something? I went to New York. I went to New York for the first time, and I'm so greedy. I went into the Stonewall Inn. It was the first pub that I ever went into, and asked for a double. They're free pours. That's how greedy I am.
Wow.
So he gave me two drinks of just pure alcohol. So I was buzzing out my tights. Loved
Lovely.
It. Yeah.
When did you first come over from Japan to the UK?
When did I come over? 70 years ago? 2000?
70?
70.
No, I thought, Christ, you've had good work.
I know.
Someone, 17, 17, sorry.
Once upon a time, yes.
The wise one.
I was here doing
17. So you're 104 years old. Yes. This is fascinating.
Thank you very much. And I'm enjoying it. Yes.
Actually, do you know something? I have a book that's about Japanese women never being fat because of the diet, because you're very slim.
Do you?
Really?
Yes, actually, that's a good point. I don't notice very many fat Japanese women.
No. No. Do you have, no? I'm not saying you should know them. I don't want you to hang around with fat people if you're fat phobic. No, that just came, but it's a book. It's a book. It's a book. Could you try and be nice? Honest lips, paying your compliment. Just ignore him. Ignore him.
Oh, dear.
So what time is your show on?
I'm at 7:10.
Oh, that's a good time.
Yes.
That's a good time.
And also, there are so many shows I'd like to watch, but it crashes like at this.
And do you do many shows during the day?
Maybe one. So last night I was at the stand doing that. Yes, the late.
Oh, at the late show. How was it?
Yeah. Amazing. Yes, just love it. Yes.
Yes.
Is that the Newtown Theatre or
Newtown?
Newtown Theatre.
Is it? No, I think the late club's. No, the late club's at the actual stand, isn't it?
Yeah, stand. Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes, I'm doing.
I saw your poster.
For the fannies. Or for the Pick of the Fringe. I think I'm doing Pick of the Fringe tonight, the stand.
I think you've thrown her with fannies. Would you like to have that? It's not what you think. Honestly, don't get excited, Michael. I know you're homing in on this. Thinking, God, I need to pull a shift. But it's just they are a couple of fannies, or in Scotland we would call them fuds.
I do a double act with Susan Morrison, and we're called the Fannies. And yes, so we're doing that, the stand on Monday. We're having the big fannies night out. So, yeah, that'll be fun.
Are your pants ready?
What pants?
I thought you had a line of pants.
What? A line in pants?
A line of pants.
A line of pants.
A line of pants. Think Victoria's Secret, but on a much smaller budget. Were you not selling pants at one point? Am I having a stroke?
God.
Sorry. Is it me?
Yeah, sorry. Yes.
All right, sorry. Yeah, there you go. Just leave me hanging in midair with Michael judging me, the homophobes in the audience. Focus, women, for Christ's sake.
Yes.
Talk about your gusset.
Femporium, where we're making pants. I keep forgetting about that. It's another sideline that I have alongside Stand Up Be Counted and various things.
Sorry, the pants means underwear, isn't it?
Yeah, underpants. Do you Do you wear pants? Well, some people don't. See, I remember when I split up with my ex, right? I didn't realise homos and underwear was a big thing, right? And then when you went on these bum apps, people would be like that. Are you into underwear? And I'm like, well, I'm wearing pants. What kind of pants are you wearing? I'm like, Marks and Spencers. They're like, oh. But no, they
brand.
But they want you to wear Aussie bums or Andrew Christian or things with box written on them. And the way I look at it is they all end up with skids. So what's the point of paying a huge amount of money? It's just silly. You're better paying the money for the Vanish stuff to pre-stain, the scrubby thing.
I love my life.
It's a busy life.
The other thing as well, I do genuinely find fascinating when somebody, when English isn't somebody's first language, and so you still translate in your head, or are you the stage now that it just is straight? I remember when I first learnt Spanish, which I've now subsequently forgotten, I would be translating from English into Spanish and then say, do you know what I mean? Whereas I got to the stage that I was dreaming in Spanish, and so I didn't have to think about it anymore.
Is that when you had the aneurysm?
That maybe could have that's triggered what it, caused
because
it.
If you weren't understanding your own thoughts, maybe your brain was just angry. Hola, por favor.
Exactly. Too many amigos in my
Comestai,
head.
Comestai, bon appetit. Hospital, emergencia.
What?
That's Mexican for emergency. Oh, good Lord, it? What's wrong
well,
with you?
Well, you can't pronounce it properly.
No, do you know what woman accused me of having a speech impediment because I said, no, she did, because I said, lish, dish, pie. She went, oh my God, you've got a speech impediment. Do you remember that woman that looked like an owl? So rude. So rude, honestly. Just appalling. So what are you doing after the Fringe? Back to London?
Yes, back to London. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that I can go back to Japan to see my family and
friends. Do you want to? Do you want to?
Yes. Yeah.
Right, okay, that's
fine.
No,
because some people found the pandemic a great excuse not to see their family, so that's nice that you still want to go and see
them. When was the last time you saw them?
Just before pandemic, January 2020.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like to see them, but the flight tickets are so expensive now.
Cost of living crisis.
And they keep losing your luggage. That's a risk. That's an absolute risk if you go on a flight that the luggage... 99% of the time isn't making it.
So then my advice is hand luggage, just a spare couple of pairs of pants, you know, one of these under 30ml body sprays, and I think you're good to go.
Yes, well, what's the limit? 100ml, isn't it?
Is that 100ml? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I don't like those plastic bags. It's very undignified, isn't it? How long is the flight?
So usually 12 or 13, but so if you want to... Yes, so, yeah, expensive, so could be longer, you know, a lot of stopovers.
Yeah.
But I think even that, probably at the moment still pricey, so I'm waiting for the New Year.
No family is worth you going bankrupt over a plane ticket to see them.
And 13 hours in the air. I don't
Which
know.
I don't
You'd
trust.
Have to love them very much.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not scared of flying. Are you scared of flying? I don't think it's normal.
Mm. Oh, a metal tube in the air. It's completely impractical.
Yeah, but you've flown to Australia before. Mm-hmm. Have you done a long haul to Australia or anything like that?
Not.
No, I wouldn't like that. Oh, those people breaking wind and that's your oxygen. Revolting. Absolutely revolting. And believe me, I've been in a gay sauna. Yeah. I've seen filth. What time are you on and where?
I'm at 7:10 at Pleasance Dome.
Pleasance Dome. Have you been in Brooks Bar?
Pleasance Dome. Oh, yes.
Yes.
You've been in the Brooks Bar?
Yes, yes.
And what's the capacity of Pleasance Dome?
Oh, so my room is at 10... Pleasance Dome, 10 Dome. Yes.
Yes.
And the seats are like 80-ish.
That's lovely. Perfect. I think that's a nice size for an audience.
Yeah.
So who was it, 42? Was it 42? Yeah, Michael.
Michael. I did think for his gynecology.
Yes, no, I did. I think when you get into when it gets too big, into 200, 300, 400, I don't think it's as intimate, and I like comedy in an intimate space.
Right, well,
space.
I don't think those kind of numbers are going to affect us anytime soon. So I think we're all right there.
Yes. No, thank this is you. Very comfortable
for
me.
This sellout day has been fabulous.
Hasn't it?
Honestly, you've no idea what you've done for our mental health. We were ready to die outside, seriously. I was going to knock my head off the bench just to collapse and be taken away to Michael's fake hospital. But I want him to retrain because I want to be in botched.
The attitude of you outside before we came in, and now we've been pleasantly surprised that people do actually care. They might have got the wrong room and been expecting to see Liam Farrelly or Connor Burns, but I don't know.
Well, I think the less said about his girlfriend, who's very rude, by the way. But that was day two of walking in here. The staff have no idea who we fucking are,
right?
And she went, hi, have you got a ticket? We're the hosts.
I know.
I'm appalled. I'm appalled. So thank you so much for joining us. Can we have a round of applause? Oh, honestly, we've really been through it today.
Prudence is
not all the proof.
Thank you, Yuriko.
Looking good for 170.
Fabulous figure of a woman.
I have to say, this has turned out better than I thought.
Well, you didn't think it was going to turn out at all, so anything was going to be a bloody bonus,
wasn't it? Absolutely. Yeah. So, what are you waiting to do now? Go on your beanbag?
I'm going my beanbag. Me and my beanbag. I have a little date with the beanbag every day up at the loft for three hours.
I'm going to hold off crying for another day.
Are you?
I'll see how I feel tomorrow on the Sabbath.
Okay, are you going to come with an open vein tomorrow?
I don't know. I'll come with an open mind.
Okay, well, that's
Sophie
as
Alice
much
Baxter
as
tomorrow, so I'm busy. There'll be a short show.
Oh,
right.
That's all I can
thank you for joining
for.
Us. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.